This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Being a migrant at a place where you haven't been to before, where the language is different, where the culture is hard to identify with, where the customs are unfamiliar, could put you in a peculiar spot. You don't feel belong there, but at the same time, going back home doesn't seem like an option at that moment. For some, the way to deal with this feeling of ambivalence is probably by expressing it through poetry. Today, in the Migrants Write Poetry Part 1, we'll be listening to a Bangladeshi worker's story and learn about why he writes poetry. This is the evening edition's Far From Home Migrant Series.
I'm come from Bangladesh and my address is Khulna, Bagerhat, Mullahat, Saraspur. Saraspur is my village. Nice village. Yeah, my family have father, mother, and two sister, little, and one brother, and nothing. Nobody have.
Are you the first child?
Yeah, I'm the first child of my family.
That was Salman. He's 22. He's from Dhaka, Bangladesh. It was his third month in Malaysia. He works at a fish mart near Serdang from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. almost every day of the week. I went to see him at a mama located within the same block as the fish mart was, so the surrounding was not exactly ideal for an audio interview. Sorry about that. But I could listen to him well.
I have to work 12 hours in a day. Per day I have to work and no holiday. Even Sunday. I'm doing a job in the shop. I do everything of the shop. First, the heavy thing. The fish trolley came, then I have to carry the trolley's tong, you say fish box. It's about 70 to 100 kg per box. We carry this, and next we have to change vegetable like it's display in front. We have to give this to in front for customers. Then everything we have to wash, we have to clean up all the shop. Then everything, the box, everything we have the for the customer, the products we have to remove, move. It's everything we have to do. And everything we do, what to do in the shop.
I got to know Salman through an event at Kuala Lumpur Festival early this year at Publica. He was in this migrant poetry competition, though I didn't meet him there. A group of ordinary citizens came together to organize this event, where they managed to find several Bangladeshi and Indonesian migrant workers to submit their poetry and read it at the event. It was an effort to get a glimpse of the lives of the millions of migrant workers in this country. Finalists were invited to read their poetry in front of the audience at this event. Salman was one of them. But he was not there to read his poem in person. He had to work that day. I managed to get a translated version of one of his two Bengali poems he turned in, titled I Am a Migrant. I got a friend to read it here.
I have come to a busy town, sunny hot afternoon, a chest full of dreams, a face full of smiles. I am a migrant. I am a migrant. I have left familiar paths, have walked the trail of unknown pains. These constellations of dreams have been missing. I am a migrant. I am a migrant.
So, I learned about his poems before I met him in person. But I knew right then that I wanted to meet this guy, hence the meeting with him at the Mama today.
I'm not happy because every day I wake up 7 o'clock. And I get go to my job. Here people just work, no time to get out, no time to move somewhere else, no time to see something. Just work and sleep.
Salman's got quite a presence. He's opinionated, a little angsty, and comes off a little stubborn at times. He's got quite a free spirit. He's just like any other 22-year-old, but he's got quite a way to explain his life experiences here.
I stay in cage. I think they're living in cage, but I don't want to live in a cage. I just want to be free.
And you cannot be free in Malaysia because of your work?
Yeah, because I'm working, so I have no time to get out.
Coming up, we'll listen to Salman's personal stories and also him reading one of his poems. Salman works 12 hours every day with almost no day off every week. But his migrant's narrative is quite unconventional. Salman does not come from a working class background in Bangladesh. Rather, his family back home is living quite comfortably. His father was in the army and Salman was already enrolled in a university back in Bangladesh before he came here. He was studying applied physics, but halfway he decided to ditch school and wanted to be a musician instead.
Have you ever worked like this before?
No, I never worked like this before. I'm studying in a university, state university in my country. Its name, Sitong University. I was a student of applied physics, of honors, you know, BSc. Then I started studying. And I have some problem with my father. So sometimes I get angry, I get bored. And then I wrote many things, many poems like literature. I engaged in here. So I wanna be a musician. I tried my best. Then my father and my family and my wall neighbor just get a bad eye on me. Then I just thought I can live here. So I tried to get off me. So then I come to Malaysia.
Coming from a pretty conservative family, Salman's free-spirited self and ambitious plans do not sit well with his father. His decision to come to Malaysia was made out of rebellion and not out of economic necessity, like many migrant workers here.
I connected with my father, family, but I never just want to live with them. I love, but I don't want to live with them.
You don't want to live with them, is it?
They just always force me to do something. So one day night I came, my father just gave me something else, word. She just angry on me. I did not know why he doing this? Then I just get angry and everything of my documents. I had a bag and I left my house. And till from then, I never talk with my father. Till now.
Salman actually signed up to enroll at a private college near Chow Kit. And he did not plan to work here. But his naivety tricked him. According to Salman, this college hasn't been transparent in its administration issues. He was denied enrollment despite having paid thousands of ringgit for classes. For pretty weird excuses, like Salman does not speak Malay well, so he cannot be in these classes. I made some research, and apparently Salman was not the first victim to this scam. The college itself has lost its accreditation for 10 years. But for some reason, it is still running and keep taking money from other vulnerable migrants like Salman. This college also has record for giving away student visas for Bangladeshi workers who intend to actually work here. So now Salman is left with thousands of ringgit in debt while being far away from home. So he has to resort to doing manual labor work here to save him some money. Salman's narrative sounds a lot like any other youth's narrative across cultures. Intergenerational conflicts, running away, finding self, and that's what makes it really fascinating.
What was your expectation before?
Before I thought it's some kind of good nature, some kind of simple job, some kind of shop job. I thought about shop job. The shop job is something good. It's like a restaurant job. Everything like some kind of simple job. Yeah, anyone can do this. But when I came here, then I have nobody here for helping me. Then I call my country people, some of my relative here. So then they gave me a job, but I did not know about this job. If I knew, then I did not enter this. I was studying there in my country, in a good university, at a good subject. But I don't know why I think, how I thought that it's not good for me.
I asked him, how does it feel to be in between these two worlds when he realized that the reality is harsher than what he expected? He then read me another poem he wrote titled The Migrant Smith.
It's like I'm wanting someone, something, some feelings I have about I want someone, I want back my past like this. I want back my good things I did before. And here I when I came here, then I feel I don't have anything. I just have me, just a soul. Then I wrote this. Come back, migrant amaranth, come back to the fairy night of childhood, to the moonlit spring breeze, to the dream on the grass tip. Come back to the vivid image of the burning summer's mirror, where your wounded youth tosses around the agony. Come floating in the black carpet, come back in the eyes of the brown moina, moina, in the form of lighting spirit, in the wings of floating ghouls, come back at the moonlit night, in the aroma of jasmine, in a field wet with dew, to every morning of life.
We'll listen more to Salman after the break. Stay tuned. Salman told me he has always felt out of place during his time in Malaysia. I can see why. Unlike most of his co-workers, Salman wasn't forced to come to Malaysia by the poor living conditions in Bangladesh. He was actually doing pretty well back home. It was his family conflict that took him here. It was his third month in Malaysia when we spoke, and he barely spoke any Malay, but quite comfortable conversing in English. So there's that too. I felt that Salman sometimes feel out of place because he comes from a very different background compared to his co-workers, a privilege that was hard for him to acknowledge sometimes. But all this still does not invalidate his almost in exile experience. His feeling of ambivalence and non-belonging were real, and he needs to channel them somewhere. Here's me having a really long conversation with him.
So why do you write poetry?
Because I don't talk too much. I don't move around with people. I don't like this. I just talk with myself, and I have a shadow like I have someone in me. So I just talk with him and I write. I can talk, I can explain to, I can express to you. I just write what I need, what I want, and what I'm feeling. So I just write poetry. It's not about to be a famous, not about to be someone. It's just my expression about life, about humans, about the everything, about the world. And firstly, humanity. I just looking forward the humanity. How is the human? Human is changing. It's not like Well, we see everyone is just last look like human, but it's not everyone is human. See, everyone have soul, everyone have heart, but they don't love. We don't make love. Then never, every day. Sometime anyone was sad and happy. Life is just like happiness and sad. Between this, why? Life is always happy, ever against happiness. Because one human life for happiness. You wanna smile, you never wanna cry, right? So, humanity is gone.
So does poetry help you cope up with your migrant worker life in Malaysia?
Well, it's the first thing of blessing of God that I can make something. I made something, not for myself, but for all migrant workers. Because here, I'm not a worker. Next, I have been a worker. It's by my luck, but I didn't know about the world workers like what they do here. Then I feel how they live here, what they need. Nobody just don't wanna see this. Just they are just workers. It's a narrow thing, like just a worker, or just a slave. I think they are just a slave. Because if we don't work, nobody will see us. Nobody will give a smile to us. If we work, then everybody smile to us. It's like not life. It's just a slave.
And poetry somehow helps you express that?
I wrote CUR4 about the workers and about my work and about how I feel when I work and how I feel when someone smiles for my work.
Salman does not enjoy being in Malaysia, and he wasn't being subtle about it. He recounts his experience being scammed by a college that refused to let him take classes, despite having paid all the fees. He said it felt like his life has no value.
Your advice to other people?
Yeah, firstly, good education. You get finished there first, then came here. A good level, because like we are here, all college students are not in good student, they're just students. I can say me that I am a good student, but I am quite good. I'm a good student as being, but here I have no value. I'm just doing a diploma degree here. I can get in my college just doing work here. So how? So if anyone want to come here, then firstly just and first finish your main school or college, everything finished, then get a course like IELTS or everything, then come. Yeah, I write about humanity, I write about love, I write about some kind of personal thing. I think I'm a human. I can see the humanity. Nobody knows. But so I am a human, so all the people are against me because I'm human. I am always say the truth, I never lie.
What is your hope?
I don't have a hope, I just have an aim. And I think if the creator give me the sense, I want to be a musician, and I will be.
Do you regret coming here then?
No.
Never?
Never.
It is hard, but you stand by this decision.
Yeah.
No regrets. That's how we should live. Tune in next week for Migrants Write Poetry Part 2. This is Evening Edition, Migrant Series Far From Home. I'm Rahma Pauzi for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.